Good. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me this morning. I forgot where I was. Ephesians 5. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5. You know, the Bible says that, the Proverbs said that a merry heart is like good medicine. Amen. And if a merry heart is like good medicine, why do you think the adversary tries so much to steal your joy? Because once he gets your joy, it's an open avenue for sickness. Yep. It's an open avenue for disease. And it's like some of the best medicine that you can have is joy, is happiness. Matter of fact, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Our power comes from joy. It's a fruit of the Spirit that's inside of us. Amen. It's a gift from God. And the adversary don't like you to be happy. Amen. And so many times what the adversary tries to do is he tries to get us to focus on the negative instead of the positive. Amen. And sometimes the negative will bring us down. But Jesus is the glory and the lifter of our heads. Amen? Amen? So what he wants to do here is he wants to create in the atmosphere an attitude of gratefulness, an attitude of thankfulness. And when we have that attitude, all of a sudden, there's healing that takes place. There's restoration that takes place. There's deliverance that takes place. The captives are set free. Prison doors are opened. Hallelujah? Amen? So look with me in Ephesians 5, verse number 15. He says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit," because you're under the influence of what you're filled with. "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of the Lord." Today, I want to speak to you this morning is, let's be thankful. Giving thanks upwardly from inwardly that is expressed outwardly. Yes. Amen? In other words, when I give him thanks, there's something that takes place on my inside, and what's taking place on my inside will be expressed on the outside. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever's going on here is what's coming out here. Amen? So let's lift our word today and make a declaration in the house together. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open, and my heart is listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful, Lord, that you sent it here to accomplish something in our midst. And Father, I'm thankful, Father God, that you have a purpose and a plan for each and every one that is sitting in this room. There is not one of us that will be left out, that you'll minister to every heart and every life in some way. So as you're ministering today through your word, may each and every one of us catch what you have for us today. And may we allow it to affect us, to transform us, to change us into your image, and we'll never cease to give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I had to be just a little word of correction, okay? The Holy Spirit won't let me let this sleep. I've got to say this. Tony doesn't have a new body. Tony's soul and his spirit's in heaven with the Lord. The trumpet will sound, and his body will take on incorruptible and immortality when the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ raise. Right now, his soul and his spirit's and the throne of God. And they're saying, when, Lord? Because they were excited for this grand day. And if you look at the time clock in the Word of God, it could happen any moment. Because he said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, when that trumpet sounds, look out. Amen. The dead are going to rise up from the grave. So you're not saying goodbye to your loved ones. You're saying, I'll see you a little bit later. Amen. We will see each other again. Hallelujah. So let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid, because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I've gone to prepare a place where for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. So there's comfort even in the midst of sorrow. The joy of the Lord. Sorrow and mourning may last for the night, but joy, it comes, because the Lord just brings to remembrance those things. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I can't wait to be reunited with my mama. My mama prophesied over me. She spoke the word of God over me. She prayed for me, but she never saw me turn from my rebel ways. I can't wait. Amen. She looks down from heaven and she sees this glow coming back. It's the top of my head. It's bare. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So first we're going to look at giving thanks upwardly. Upwardly. So look with me in your word to Psalms 100. It's a familiar psalm, but we're going there because God's going to do something in hearts today. Amen. This is his plan, not my plan. Hallelujah. The highlight in my Bible is serve the Lord with gladness. Hello? I don't know about you, but you know, we go through some tribulations, some trials. But man, I couldn't imagine not serving the Lord. Oh man, I've seen so much and he's revealed so much. And I've seen God do so many things. When doctors said there was no way, here I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And Psalms 100 says this. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All you. Now, let me say something to you. I hear people say this all the time. Well, Pastor, I can't sing. He didn't tell us to sing. He told us to make a joyful noise. Now, we've got somebody that knows how to sing to try to guide us to sing so we can keep a little something going here. But at the same time, he says, make a joyful noise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. What are we doing here? We're doing what we're instructed in the word to do. Amen. The more we sing, the less you have to listen to me. That should make you want to jump up and sing the more. Hallelujah. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, Carl. Dougie, nice to meet you, man.
Yes, sir. Nice.
Good to see you here today, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You know, the Lord was just reminding me. I have a tendency. Here's my tendency as a pastor. I'm just being honest. I'm going to be transparent. Is it okay to be transparent? As a pastor, I have some sheep that God has entrusted me with. I'm not calling you a Baba or Wooly. I'm just calling you what the Bible says, that you're sheep. And when my sheep are missing, when his sheep are missing, my heart's troubled, and I'm wondering where they're at, and I have to get over that, because I can't minister to them right now. I can only minister to the ones that the Lord has placed in front of my face. Amen. So he says to us, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, and be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. In other words, let me say this to you. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, it isn't over yet. It isn't over yet. And God's word says that he who has begun a good work in us is faithful to see it through till it's done. The word, it says into completion, but until it's a finished work. That's what he says. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So as we're coming in, we may not see everything that we need to see. But he's been faithful to us in the past, which means he'll be faithful to us in the present, and which he'll stay faithful to us in the future. Amen? Amen. So what we're doing is we're giving him praise in advance for what I'm asking for. In other words, the thing I need, I'm going to go ahead and thank him for it. I'm going to go ahead and give him some praise for what I'm seeking him for. In other words, I'm going to start glorifying him and giving him thanks anyway before I ever see it. And then when it shows up, I'm not surprised. Hallelujah. Because I had a heart of expectation, expecting God to do everything that he said he was going to do. Amen. And the word says it's just as simple as this. He is not a man that he would lie. Amen. So, hey, you can take this to the bank. Hallelujah. Now, the banks today probably wouldn't give you much for it, but we're not going to take it to the bank literally. They might laugh at you. Look at me in Psalms 107, verse number 20. How many need healing for something? Let me see your hand. Does anybody need healing for something? Lift your hand if you need it. Come on. All right. Psalms 107, verse number 20 says this. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Sometimes the things that we're doing is what's destroying us. But he says to you and I, he sent his word and healed them from their destructions. Then he said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. In other words, if you need healing, lift up your hands and start giving God thanks for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You sent your word to heal them. You sent your word to heal them. You sent your word to heal them, to deliver them from their destruction in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 13. Verse number 15. He says this to us. He says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I'm thankful. God loves it when our lips bear fruit. All right? So we're going to offer up the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. In other words, what the Lord says to me is, if you don't have a thankful and a joyful heart, you're going to spill out some funk on some people. And I don't know about you, and most of the people in the world, they're not really strong enough to take someone else's funk. Or someone else's junk. Is that a bad word, funk? I don't know. Amen. But he says to offer the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. In other words, a sacrifice is something really that it's hard to do. Hello? In other words, if we really want God to show himself mighty and big in our lives, he's speaking to an area in our life that's going to be a sacrifice. It's being, hey, you know, Lord saying, hey, you release this to me and I'm going to do this. Hello? Hello? In other words, something that you're kind of clinging on to and you're holding on to, and you don't really want to hold on to it, but your old man wants to hold on to it. Amen? God says that's a sacrifice. And when we lay it down on the altar, and on the altar, and give him thanks, all of a sudden there's something in the supernatural and the spiritual that takes place. In other words, you have to be healed in the spirit before you're healed in the natural. When the spirit man is touched, it takes effect. It has an effect on your whole body, mind, soul, and spirit. You know, saved is so-so. It comes from the Greek word sozo. It means healed body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's complete healing. In other words, we tried to get the one without the other. And God's a God that does it all the way. We don't serve a halfway God. We don't serve a partway God. We serve a God that does it and goes all the way. Amen. And he says to you and I, his children, we shouldn't settle for halfway. We shouldn't settle for part of the way. We should be looking for the whole thing. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for everything God has for me. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss a thing. Amen. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Come on. The joy of the Lord will heal your heart from your high blood pressure. The joy of the Lord will heal your heart from heart disease. The joy of the Lord will heal your heart. The joy of the Lord will heal your heart. Pressure and stress is what brings sickness and disease to your heart. The joy of the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord, the inner peace that comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Isn't it good that I'm just so blessed that he loves me. By the way, y'all did a great job singing. Maybe you want to go to the enemy's camp. Take back something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where was I? I was here somewhere, wasn't I? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, here we are. We're giving thanks upwardly. Amen. And inwardly. All right? So look with me to Colossians chapter 3. Verse, I got a funny tie. I could probably write a rock and roll song or a Christian song about a funky tie. I don't know if anybody would listen to it. I could sing all the time, but I don't know if anybody want to hear it. Hey, but he says, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Amen. So look with me in verse 14. He says, and above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. You know, we're not just getting together to form a choir. We're getting together because there's something that's taking place inside of our hearts. It comes from there. I like that old song, "In My Heart There Rings a Melody."
Amen. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Twas the melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love.
Awesome. You ought to be shouting and giving God praise. You know what you should be giving them praise for? I was just about to sing that song. And the Lord spared you and let you hear Barbara Judy. Isn't God good? Isn't God just... Hey, I don't know, man, but I've just got some joy that's ringing inside of my heart. Hallelujah. Look at me in Ephesians 6. I'm a word man. Amen. When he's speaking here, he's speaking to servants and servants and their masters. But when I look at this, I'm called. And you're called to be a servant. We're all servants of Christ. And you know, we're none of us are a higher rank than one another. We're all children of God. Now, I might be operating in this office right now, but in God's eyes, we're all the same. Amen? He isn't looking at one higher or better. And he says in Ephesians 6:6 that we're not to serve with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. In other words, just like I said in the offering, if you're not giving cheerfully, you're not giving your heart, it's not a blessing that's attached to it. Hello? God has an ordinance of things. Amen? And as we bring even an offering, we bring it with a heart of giving, and laying it down as a blessing. And when I give, I don't have an expectation. I give because he has given to me. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Yeah. Hallelujah. In other words, God isn't just blessing me and blessing you just so that you walk around blessed. Right. So we go and say something, no, you're not. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. How about you? I'm blessed. No. God's called us to be a blessing from others, and it comes from the inside. It comes from a heart, you know? And let me tell you something. You know what the world is looking at right now? They're not playing fake. I wasn't going to serve the Lord till I served him all the way. God's the real deal. And I believe we should just be the real deal. Amen? Can we keep it real in the house? Amen? We'll keep it on down low a little bit, okay? We'll get too over your heads. But look at Philippians chapter 4. This is a really important scripture in Philippians 4:6. He says, be careful for nothing. In the Greek, this word, in the English language, it would be a word like anxious. To be worried, to be stressed over something. Hello? Anybody facing any stress right now? Let me see your hands. Be real. Okay? God's going to lift that up off of you. Come on. Amen? He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen? What did he say here? What's the pattern? In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. In other words, I come to him with a grateful heart. Amen. The call of God is irrevocable and it doesn't change. It will not change. Amen. God's had long suffering for you and I. He's just waiting on us. Amen. We're not waiting on him. If I would say that I'm waiting on God to do something, that would be a bunch of hot air. Because when Jesus was on the cross of Calvary, Jesus said, "It is finished. It is done. It is complete." So what I have to do, I have to get it in my mind and my heart and get revelation that what I'm seeking God for, he's already gave it to me. Hello? And what's keeping it back from me is doubt. Amen. What's keeping it from me obtaining his fullness is doubt, not believing God and his word. God said, we already said that he's not a man that he should lie. I think I did. I think he said it again. Pete and repeat, right? I don't know, better go back to the altar. I think my corn's getting ready to come out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to me. We have a thankful heart and we're giving him thanks upwardly. There's something that transpires inwardly. And then it can be expressed outwardly to others. Amen? Amen? Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse number 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Then right after that he says, quench not the spirit. And everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God concerning you. Next word is, quench not the spirit. And everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God concerning you. In the next verse, quench not the spirit. In other words, listen to me. In other words, when we let the thing get a hold of us, and we aren't thankful, I'm not thankful for the tribulation. I'm not a crazy man asking the Lord to give me trial and tribulation. But it says, the trial of my faith worketh patience, and patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost which is given to me. In other words, when I'm giving thanks in the midst of this, amen, I'm not quenching the spirit. I'm keeping the spirit alive. And then all of a sudden he goes to the next verse and he says, despise not prophesyings. So when the man of God or the woman of God comes to you and speaks words of edification to build you up, not to tear you down, receive it. Receive it. Why do you want to not receive what God has for you? Amen. He has only good for us. Amen. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devil said many times that you weren't going to be here, didn't he? Amen. Love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn me to 1 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right? Boy, that preacher sure gets a lot of scripture in there. Yay. Hallelujah. This is kind of interesting. Listen to me for what you're going through right now. for what you're going through right now. Some of you are in the midst of this right now, and the Lord wants to speak to you. Listen. He says in verse number 19, "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffer wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you were buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps." If somebody talks to me and talks about me, it says that you're a holy roller. I'm a holy jumper too. Woo-hoo. I'm a holy shouter. Ah! I got the Holy Ghost, and I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. I got the Spirit of God in me. You got the Spirit of God in you, and there's nothing for us to be ashamed of. I'm not ashamed of the power of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. Hallelujah. I'm excited about who I serve. If you go to somebody and say, "Let me tell you about the God I serve." You want to be sorry with me? Come on. Misery loves company. Come on, let's be miserable together. I'm not making fun. Pardon me. I'm saying this. I'm saying this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you've got Jesus Christ, you've got the Holy Spirit. And some of you, the Holy Spirit may be buried inside of you. He's buried inside of you. And he wants to arise and shine. He wants to come back in life, to life inside of you and I. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you guys, but I serve a living God. He ain't dead. He's alive. He's alive and well. He's alive in you, and he's alive in me. Give him a shout of praise in the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me to Luke chapter 6, and then I'll close. Luke chapter 6, and then I'll close. Hallelujah. Luke 6, 35. "But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be called the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." You know, I'm reminded when I, every time I read it, I'm reminded in my own life where mercy said no. That he wasn't going to let me go. That he wasn't going to let me slip away. That life and death were standing face to face, and nothing would take his grace away. His mercy says no. And God wants you to understand something today. No matter what you, where you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you're doing, God's love and his grace is abounding to everyone in the room. He loves you, man. He loves you with his whole heart. Some of the things in life we may not understand. Sometimes we don't have every answer, but we sure serve the one that does. And sometimes I found in my own life, even though the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, that God reveals them in his time. And in other words, I don't always get the answer immediately. That's where my faith kicks in. That's where your faith kicks in. But God said, he says this to you. He says this to everyone in this room, that you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now are the people of God, who at one time had not obtained mercy, but mercy has come. God wants you to know that he loves everyone in the room. And he doesn't love anybody more than he loves the other. His love is unmeasurable. I don't think we even comprehend the fullness of his love. He says, hey, that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But he paid the price for us. And what he asks us to do is just ask him to forgive us and step into the next season. Amen. Amen. This is a time for the church to really rise up. We rise up upwardly, giving them thanks, inwardly changed, outwardly expressing what's taking place. Hallelujah. God has a plan in every life in the room. And his plans are for good. His plans are not for evil. And his plans are to give everyone in the room an expected end. Amen. Praise God. He says, that's okay. Just it's cool. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. Lord, we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. In the closing moments of this service, if you're here and you do not know Jesus, or maybe one time you were serving him and you drifted away and you feel him tugging on your heart to get back into the groove, is that you? Would you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I see that hand. Is there another one here today?